Hour number two, Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game here on this Thursday. He's Big Joe Dubin. I'm Chase McCabe. Dr. Crane, Nick Frazier with us on the ones and twos. The big game, the Super Bowl, this weekend between the Kansas City Chiefs and the San Francisco 49ers. We talked to a man that has played in some Super Bowls and has some rings. His sons have done it too. Craig Colquitt on the line with us, former NFL punter, and of course, a Vol for life. Craig, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you very much. Yes, absolutely, a Vol for life.
So what is this week like? I mean, you've experienced it as a player. You've experienced it as a father of sons playing in a Super Bowl. What kind of take us through the emotions that you go through getting ready for this big game?
You know, I'm kind of torn. It's an interesting question because do the Chiefs to keep on winning because Dustin's not there. But interestingly, after Super Bowl 54, we met inside the stadium after the game, and Dustin's walking towards me, and we're just eyeing each other. It's pretty emotional because typical Mahomes, he comes back with, you know, under 4 or 6 minutes to go in the game. And we just hugged each other. He said, the pressure's off. You know, he got his ring. Britton got his ring in Super Bowl 50, and I had mine. So the whole family's kind of electrified by it, you know, because I didn't raise the boys in football, raised them in soccer, and all of a sudden it becomes their careers. And, you know, it's been exciting. And I'm only enjoying football really now since the boys are probably going to retire, because I was so tense during their career that I literally was watching their games at the same time on DirecTV, and I'd go back and forth and watch their punts. They'd sometimes punt at the same time. So, but this time of year, it's kind of relief and sad too, because I hate football season's over.
It's interesting too to think about. You played with Terry Bradshaw. Britton won his with Peyton Manning, a fellow Vol for life, and Dustin with Mahomes. I mean, you've all three played with these, you know, Hall of Fame dynamic quarterbacks. What's that like to be able to say that you were able to watch these guys every day?
Wow, you just gave me a good chapter in a book. I didn't really put that together, you know, Bradshaw, Peyton, Mahomes, because, you know, the Super Bowl's the Super Bowl. And the quarterbacks that get there and win, they're typically pretty good, probably make the Hall of Fame. So, yeah, it's very exciting. You know, Terry's there. Peyton is there. I mean, it's no question Mahomes will be there. So, yeah, that's a good thought. I like it.
Well done. We're talking to Craig Colquitt this morning here on the Chase and Big Joe Show. All right, Craig, we talked years ago about this, but take me back to how you became a punter at the University of Tennessee. Did you see it in a student newspaper for tryouts? How did that – what was that like?
I was 20 years of age, actually, at the time, and I was working at a department store in Knoxville. And the manager in my department, he called me into his office, said, look at this ad in the paper. And George Cafego, who turned out to be my coach, put an ad in the paper, said, Neil Clabo, the current punter, this is his last year. We're looking for punters to try out. Send in your resume. So I sent in some points about what I'd done in high school, and Cafego responded, and I walked on in 74 and got to experience George Cafego and Bill Battle in Tennessee. And but it was an ad in the newspaper. I answered it, and it was a great experience after that. Change of life.
That is such a fantastic story. All right, so you go there. Next thing you know, you land in Pittsburgh. And then when did you quickly realize that you were surrounded by a lot of greatness?
Let me back up and answer it this way. I always wanted to be a Dallas Cowboy.
In fact,
Gil Brandt sent me a letter every week my senior year, you're going to be a Cowboy, you're going to be a Cowboy. 2 weeks before the draft, Chuck Knoll and three coaches flew into Knoxville and tried me out. Horrible tryout. I had a great tryout with Dick, the head scout for the – I just lost his name, can't believe it. The head scout for the Steelers had a great kicking practice for him at Neyland, but flopped with no. But they drafted me third. The day of the draft, they called me and took me in the third, and I was disappointed because Dallas said they were going to take me in the fifth round. Pittsburgh hits me up. The public relations director, Joe Gordon, called and said, hey, what do you think about playing with Terry Bradshaw, Franco Harris, Lynn Swan, Jack, goes through these names, and I go, wow, that's amazing. And they'd already won two Super Bowls, so I thought, I'm going to Pittsburgh. So I'm going to make the best of it. I'm not going to be a coward. When I got there, everybody was so professional, just so down-to-earth kind of guys. It was an easy transition for a country boy going into big city Pittsburgh.
But then, Craig, you go to the Super Bowl and you beat the Cowboys.
Yeah, what's that big word, oxymoron? Can't make that up.
Right.
I'd befriended Danny White at that time, you know, and he ended up staying as the backup quarterback punter. There's Tony Dorsett too. I thought that would be a shoe-in with Roger Staubach anyway if I went there. But yeah, we beat him. And I just watched the replay of the game last night, and my grandkids are making fun of me. The only time I'm in the film is when I'm jumping up and down on the sidelines when the Cowboys fumbled on a kickoff.
And then you win the next year. You beat the Rams out in the Rose Bowl. I've always tell people it's better to be lucky than good. And what a career to get drafted by the Steelers and win two Super Bowls. I mean, it's hard to wrap your mind around that, I guess, at the time when you're in the middle of all that of what's going on. Now you look back thinking, man, what a ride that was. Is that kind of what your thoughts are now?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I had a guy, a sportscaster, call me before Super Bowl 54, and he did an article on us, and he said, you know what, you can't put to numbers what's happened with you and your two sons. Same position, same college, going to the Super Bowl. He said, it's unheard of. And he said, you can't put it into the odds of numbers, but he said, I'm going to put it in the paper to say, your all's experience is like being bit by a shark, hit by a car, and struck by lightning all in the same hour.
Oh, my goodness. That's a great way to put it. Let me ask you this, Craig. I remember this. We talked a couple years ago, but there was an instant where you had your Super Bowl ring and you were showing it to somebody, and did they inadvertently take it and forgot to give it back?
No. Well, here's the true story. I was entertaining in downtown Nashville. School board members from all over the state. The business I was in at that time, we were cleaning and maintenance service for schools. And yes, I was letting all the ladies, that was before iPhones, letting all the ladies wear the rings. People are snatching pictures and everything. But I put them back in, actually put them back into the case that I had with me, and couldn't find them. And I put an ad in the paper, said I'd pay a hefty fine, somebody bring it back, no questions asked. And I went to a trade show up in Missouri, Lake of the Ozarks, and bad trade show, left the building, went out to my car, and threw my case into the back of the car, and I hear bing, bing, bing. And there was the ring. It was jammed inside my suitcase. I almost gave up $7,000 for that ring, but found it. Thank goodness.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. We're talking to Craig Colquitt here on the Chasing Big Joe show. So how, you know, watching your sons punt and your nephew and, you know, you guys doing all that, how have you seen punting evolve, not only in college football but in the NFL? Because there's so many different things that we know about, you know, with analytics and how you could take care of your bodies and things like that. So what were some things that you saw your sons and your nephew do that maybe you didn't do back when you were punting?
I think the biggest thing that I've observed is the mass that people are putting on. You know, they're getting thicker. You know, Stonehouse is the perfect example for me, and Brett Kern too. They're thick-bodied guys, butt, thighs. You know, I still coach, and I get opportunities to get kids scholarships too. But I tell them, I say, get in there and work on your butt muscles and your thighs, build those up, because when that hits the football, it's going to give you that impact that you want. So I was almost 6'2", 172 pounds when I went in the NFL, and I maxed out at 182. Dustin was 220, and Britton was 215. So their mass makes that difference, plus the flexibility. And I wish I'd had the same drop, the Aussie drop, at my time. I definitely would have used that inside the 40-yard line.
Did you do kickoffs, or were you strictly a punter?
Strictly a punter.
Because Brett Kern, he comes on our show every week and has talked about that, you know, the guys that punt for years and years and years are the ones that don't do kickoffs because the motion is, you know, is so different and it puts more wear and tear in your body.
If you want to pull a muscle as a punter, start kicking off. Because it is. You're trying to kill the ball. And, you know, I listen to Brett on your program too all the time. Really love his insight. If you're trying to crush the ball, it's like golf, unless you really control the club head or your foot, you're going to wear out the muscles quicker. So Brett's right. You'll possibly even injure your back. I actually pulled a ham messing around with kickoffs one day and shouldn't have been doing that. So, no, you're right. Longevity's limited if you're going to try to do more than just punt.
We're talking with Craig Colquitt. Craig, a few more here. Somebody texted in and wanted me to ask you this about with the Steelers. What was the team close? I mean, you were there for 6-7 years. You know, the first Super Bowl teams. How close were the teams? What was that like being? I mean, did you know that you were part of greatness with Jack Ham, Jack Lambert, Lynn Swann, Stallworth, on and on and on? Did you know that, or was it years later to kind of hit you like, oh, my gosh, I was part of that?
Yeah, I guess it's reflective because of what would have been the impact of free agency. You know, because my era, there was no free agency. You just tried to get your maximum contract. So that whole team had been there for years. We knew each other's moods, you know, and the camaraderie was just unbelievable. You know, we've got your back. And it was just fun. A lot of male banter going along, but not that a free agent's going to come in not fit in. It's just, I think that says even more about Pittsburgh, is it was built and lasted as long as it did because of Dick Haley scouts and Chuck Noll coaching. But looking back, I think it's because we didn't have free agency that we could thrive like that. Now you plug in players and hope they last two, three years.
That's crazy. Craig, thank you. This has been great. Thank you for the stories. Thank you for the time. We appreciate you and love it, man. So thanks for everything, Craig.
Thanks for keeping me relevant.
Thanks so much.
Yes, sir.
Take care.
You too. Really good stuff. Craig Colquitt, former punter, and his sons, his nephew. I mean, the whole Colquitt clan out of the University of Tennessee. So yeah, really cool stuff and cool. Going down memory lane there. I mean, how cool is that, though, that you and your two sons all have Super Bowl rings and then played with these game-changing Hall of Fame quarterbacks?
I mean, he landed. That's why you're lucky than good. I mean, you land with the Steelers right there, and you win two Super Bowls, and you beat your beloved Cowboys, and you're part of, you know, the greatest kind of franchise maybe in NFL hit. People just love them and be a part of that. That's just really cool. He's a good dude, man. But I would have lost it about the Super Bowl rings. I would have not been able to sleep.
There's speaking of the Super Bowl, Jared's been there all week. He's going to talk to Will Levis, has a one-on-one with him that will air right at 2 o'clock today, so you won't want to miss that. But there was something that came out of Radio Row that got Titans fans' attention yesterday, and I'm wondering, what if it happened? We'll discuss next. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.